It talks about how good God is, okay? Now, all that talking, let's see if we can sing. You may ask me why I serve the Lord. Is it just for heaven's gain? Or to walk those streets of gold? Or to hear the angels sing? Is it just to drink from the fountain that never shall run dry? Or to live forever, ever and ever in that sweet old by and by? But if heaven was never promised to me, neither God's promise to live eternally, it's been worth it just having the Lord in my life. I was living in a world of darkness, and He brought me the light. If there were never any streams of gold, neither a land where we'll never grow old, it's been worth it just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light. He's been my closest friend down through the years, and every time I cry, He dries all my tears. It's been worth it just having the Lord in my life. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light. I was living in a world of darkness when He brought me the light.
Thank you, Terry. We'll play it. Yeah.
Heard Andre Crouch do that song 40 years ago, and it still is a great message over there. Living in a world of darkness, He came along and brought me the light. Matthew, starting off in that fourth chapter, and I'm just going to read a little bit for you, and then we'll kind of get into what our little focus on the sermon is going to be today. Jesus was walking by that Sea of Galilee. And as we talked about during prayer request time, He was picking out those that would follow Him and would change the world. Think about it. In simple, one generation, the group that He chose changed the world. He saw two brothers. He saw Simon and Peter. Simon called Peter, and Andrew, his brother. They were casting the net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And one of the greatest statements that had ever been made in the 19th verse in the fourth chapter. Then He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Immediately, they left their nets and followed Him. Going on from there, He saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother. Those are the ones we talk about when I think about those ladies, the sons of thunder out there. And their father, men in the nets. And He called to them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed Him. Then Jesus went about all of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then His fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to Him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and healed them. Great multitudes followed Him from Galilee, from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan. Then we read in the fifth chapter, We read, "And seeing the multitudes," this is the part I like, "seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain. When he was seated, his disciples came to him." This is where we begin the Sermon on the Mount. "Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Heavenly Father, just bless the reading of your word today and open our minds and hearts for a few minutes, God, that we, each one as individuals, receive the truth that you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Jesus had, he'd been busy. He traveled about. And as he was allowed to heal so many, his fame started to spread. And through that fame and the word going about, people just gathered and just moved towards him. So he took at this time an opportunity to go and sit upon in the mountain and to teach what we call today the Beatitudes. And it begins with this first one, and that's what I want to kind of focus on today. Because when I'd read this thing, and trust me, when you first come to God and you start to attend church, I know when I heard the gospel message, when it was preached, and I was right next door at Calvary Road Baptist Church, Brother Sam Edwards, and he preached the gospel message. And he talked about how we are simple sinners saved by the grace of God. And only through your faith in him would you have eternal life. And that resonated within my heart and within my mind. And I walked down the aisle and I said, I want to know this man, Jesus. The next Sunday, they put me to work. I had a lot of training time. Lots of training time. Whole lots of training time. That Sunday morning, with Henry Garza came and he picked me up and I was on the church bus and helping bring the kids in for the Sunday school, the church ministry, the bus ministry, they called it. And I was there to help lead the songs, the little choruses, which I knew absolutely none of. And Henry would laugh and he said, don't worry. He said, they will teach them to you. And they did. And I went to the service and the churches I would attend and they would sing choruses and it just didn't make sense to me. There was a chorus, and it went like this. It went, Jesus breaks every fetter. Jesus breaks every fetter. And if you'll know that fetter is like a change, but to me, I heard Jesus breaks every feather. And it didn't make sense to me. But I'm going to sing along with them because I just didn't know any better. So I just jumped in there and did it. Then he'd always said, did you read your Bible? Yes, I read my Bible. But I would have questions in my mind and my heart, and I was afraid to ask them. Because I looked like when I walked into church, everybody knew a lot more than I did. And I didn't want to open my mouth and prove it to them. Right? And this is one of the scriptures that I read, and it said, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Now I could relate about the poor part. Okay? Come on now. Some of you folks know where I'm coming from and have been where I've been. This morning, when I got up and I went to that lovely 5-star restaurant, Roy Rogers, to have my breakfast, and I I pulled out my wallet. I didn't have to worry about whether or not I had the funds to pay for that breakfast. But there was a time. There was a time. This weekend, I was talking with some folks, and they were reminiscing about school lunches. Yesterday, I got an opportunity to ride with Gilbert and Mabel, and Buddy had invited us down to an oyster roast or oyster feast. There was a lot of oysters. There was a whole lot less when we left, put it that way. And I know that there were three people in the car, and you made money on two out of three, but Gilbert, I don't know, buddy. I don't know whether you made any money on Gilbert or not. And we rode by a little school here over on Franconia Road. It's called Forestdale Elementary. And it was the last job that my mother had before leaving the area over there when Lori got big enough, old enough, Mom went off to work. And she was the cafeteria lady. If you went to school, my favorite people were the cafeteria ladies. Amen? Amen. I was one of those fellows that I was like the boy that, you know, went to school, always got in trouble because, you know, the teacher asked him, says, what is your favorite animal? The boy says, fried chicken. Right? Come on. And immediately he gets out of class and down to the office to see the principal. And the principal tells him, his son, he starts to smile. He says, well, you know, there are people that, you know, that might be involved with Peter. You know, they like, he said, don't do that again. So he went back the next day and they asked him and he said, well, teachers, what is your favorite live animal? He said, chicken. If you have chickens, you can make fried chicken. Out of the classroom, down to the principal office he goes. The principal threw a little smile at him. He says, son, you can't do that. He says, you know, don't do that again. Back to the class the next day. And a teacher of the wisdom says, well, we'll change the subject here. Who is your favorite military character? And he answers who? Colonel Sanders, right? So guess where he went to? Back down to the principal office. I was that kind of student, trust me. And we talked about lunchtime. And we talked about, for me personally, it was such a treat that a lot of times on Friday, it was pizza day. Now, during the rest of the week, I always carried my lunch to school, had that lunch box, had, trust me, there were between bologna sandwiches and peanut butter and jelly, you know, that's how I grew up. But then on Friday was a treat because when I was given around, I don't know if it was 25 or 35 cents, and I was able to go buy my lunch because it was pizza day. And I looked forward to it. So I knew what it was like not to be rich. But this verse here, it's not talking about material things. And I'd read it and I'd go, blessed are the poor in spirit. And it didn't make sense. So I had to go find out. I had to go do a little research. And a little more accurate definition, to be poor in spirit is simply the emptying out of all the worldly and self-proclaimed attitudes that you have in your heart. The individual who is poor in spirit has an idea of an absence of pride and self-glory. It's the attitude that we know that we are nothing without God. The man who is poor in spirit is the man who has learned that there is nothing to lean upon other than God. Because you're going to get disappointed. You're going to have disappointments in your life. Things aren't going to happen the way you want them to go. People are going to disappoint you. But if you will come to terms with that disappointment and say, I'm still going to keep my faith in God. I had dinner with Bob and Hattie on Friday night. I guess they wanted me to warm up watching Bob eat to get ready to watch Gilbert eat on Saturday. They're both, trust me, when they get up to a table, they are called to be there. Trust me. And the conversation was great, but you know, Bob leaned over to me and says, I wonder if Janet's going to be there in church. And I saw Janet this morning. Wow. Jesus, because you know what? Today, Brother Herbie's birthday. And I thought about singing happy birthday to Brother Herbie. And I know that there are things that we go through, wow, that are disappointments. I know there are things we go through that are challenges. But I also know that the things that we go through and the challenges that we face allows God to come in and fill those of us who are poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And it seems like when I'm going through stuff and I'm going through challenges, and trust me, last Sunday when Brother Oliver said, I need to talk to you, you know, I think things and I, you know, and wow. What I need sometime is just simply an uplifting within my own spirit. And God does that He does it in the strangest ways. I'm going to finish with this. I went and got a haircut this week. Wait a minute. Look good? Looks good. Thank you. Oh, no, don't. No. That's enough. Yes, that's enough. Because I needed one. And I go in and I see Sally. Wake up, Sally. And I go into Sally always prepared, because when I go see Sally, I'm going to find out more about church folks than I know coming to church. Trust me. Miss Ruby, can you say an amen on that? Who else? Amen. Okay. And that place down there, it's good, because they've worked on it and they painted it up and they've kind of redone the inside and it looks good. Good. And Sally, she gives a good haircut over there. Yeah. But I noticed after they did all the upgrades over there, they've got a sign now with the charges of what they're going to charge you for the haircuts and stuff like that right up front. Good. And I'm going down this list and I see women's haircuts and I see men's haircuts. I see perms. I see, oh, I don't know what all that is. And then I get down to line and it says updo. Now, I forget now, how much is an updo? I forgot. It's like 20 or... Oh, excuse me. I'm going down the list and I see updo and it's $40. My haircut's only $20. So I'm only like half an updo or something like that. I'm not quite understanding the math. But I'm looking and I'm going and I'm reading this and I go, finally, I go, what is an updo? You know, how did you describe it now? You said you just take and pull everything up, right? Yeah. You just, like this, you just pull it all up. You just pull it up, you know? And I walked out there that day knowing that in my life, every now and then, I need an updo. Yeah. I'm happy I didn't have to pay $40 for it. But I know that sometimes I go through stuff and I go through challenges, and I know that blessed are the poor in spirit, because that gives God an opportunity to come in to lead you, to guide you, direct you. And I also thank God for the willingness that He has to let all the people that I come in contact be a blessing unto me. Because sometimes I just need a little updo. I need that. I don't know if you've ever had an updo. If you've ever, this is not an advertisement. Trust me, you go see Sally, she'll tell you everything you want to know about updos.
I want an updo, brother.
You want an updo. But you know what? I need to come to church. Sometimes I need an updo. I need to be with brothers and sisters in Christ, and just to be myself, and just to talk about things and challenges that I face, because I know that they're praying for me and I get a spiritual updo. And I know when I open up this word, and God, through His wisdom, allows me to have just a little bit of better understanding of what He's done for each and every one of us. To me, that's an updo. Now the challenge is when you walk out of church and you try to explain to people, what did Charlie preach on today? The best thing for you to do is go, well, just bless his heart. We'll continue to pray for him. And if you do that, I'll have that updo. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we gathered in your house today, and God, just seems like here in January when the weather sometimes can be a little challenging and we find ourselves inside a lot, God, we just simply need to be a little uplifted by your word, by your spirit. So we thank you for each one taking time out of their busy weeks to come in to worship in spirit and in truth. And God, we thank you for each one that you place within our lives to give us encouragement, to let us know that we're loved, to let us know that we're cared for and we're thought about. And God, we thank you for allowing us to be poor in spirit, so that only your spirit can fill us and give us those keys to heaven. We thank you for each one taking part in the service today. God, give us safe traveling mercies, and be your will. Bring us back again to sing praises unto you. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Let's stand your feet.